Okay, fine, I'll say it. I'm stressed all the time, and it's messing with my hormones. Between work, keeping up with the latest pop culture news, and everything else, I just feel so out of balance, and I know I'm not the only one. So I'm gonna help you out. Happy Mammoth offers a free 2-minute quiz that can help you figure out what the heck is causing your hormonal symptoms. It couldn't be easier. And after the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better already. When I took the quiz, it suggested that I might be going through estrogen overload. And I can pretty much blame that for the way I've been feeling. One of the recommendations from the quiz was to take Hormone Harmony, which y'all know we love. And it has literally helped me so much, you guys. I'm less bloated, I'm less tired, and okay, fine, I'm less moody. Since I started taking it, I've noticed such a difference. Taking care of your hormones isn't just about feeling good right now, it's about investing in your long-term health. When you take the hormone quiz, you'll learn more about your hormone balance, and you can make small but intentional changes to support your body. Whether it's with Hormone Harmony or another Happy Mammoth product, the quiz really helps guide you towards solutions that work specifically for you. So, ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST for 15% off today.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts. And my name is Caroline, and today we're going to be chatting about all kinds of things. You guys, it's been a minute since we've really listened to that. The crisp sound of a fresh DC on a Sunday morning. Obsessed.
What I will say is, why do these, every single one has the, like, in a 12-pack, they all have the same, share this with.
Really? That's kind of weird.
This box is all partner. Last two boxes I've had are all cis.
Whoa. Okay, interesting.
But also, a couple weeks ago, we mentioned it, and we were like, this is kind of reminiscent of the share with X name.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that campaign is what it is.
It is what it is, because I bought a bottle the other day, and it's back, which I like. It makes me... Wait, is that a recession indicator?
Yes, it is. I keep seeing all this stuff that's like, we are bringing back this like nostalgia for that time. So many brands are doing it. It sells. It's just good.
I fear it's working.
It's working, but I think it also is like a comfort thing. And right now, God, do we need it? God, if there's ever been a time that we need a little more comfort in the day-to-day, I think it's now. I think the time is nigh. And what I also want to say, though, is, like, as much as I do love it, because it does give me, like, a little bit of a warm, fuzzy feeling in my heart when I do see that, like, share with whatever on a Diet Coke, I'm not sharing this with anybody, so stop asking. Like, I'm literally never going to share it. Right? Like, that's crazy. You can ask. You can ask. I'm going to say get your own.
For sure.
And if you're in my house, there will be one for you. Like, I'm not a bad host.
But we're not sharing
that's
a crazy. Diet Coke.
I'm not sharing. Hell no. And don't give me the little one. Don't give me the little can.
No. That's crazy. People who buy those, get out of here.
Get out of here. And like, okay, that's fine for like a kid who you're just getting started on Diet Coke. Sure. But
I saw two TikToks, or maybe they were reels. Two reels in a row that were like talking about Diet Coke. They were like health influencers, which is always like, you never want to know what they're gonna say about Diet Coke.
No, I never want to know. And I'm also like, I don't believe anything you say anyway about
it. They said there's like a study now about like how much you would have to drink for it to cause damage.
And you're like, I'm far past it. I'm far past the recommended amount.
They're like, you would have to drink like 48 cans every day.
They're like, you would have to drink 48 cans a year.
I'm like,
check.
Yikes.
How many times? How many times do I have to drink 48 cans in 1 year?
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, lots to discuss today. I do want to just say, if you haven't already, well, number one, you should go rate our podcast right now. That would really, really help us out. If you could go on Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Oh my God, guys, the wonders it would do for us. It'd be huge. So thank you in advance. But then after that, you need to go like the collab post that the Pretty Little Podcast account and Phoebe Connell account posted on Instagram yesterday. Guys, I don't know if you can tell, it's got the magic touch. The magic touch being Caroline Connell's fingers are all freaking over it.
Yeah, thank God.
It's hilarious.
Thank God for that.
I literally, okay, so Phoebe goes to Chicago and I was like, can you send me the number of your friend who is going with you? And she was like, why? And I was like, send me, okay, no. Okay, you're not gonna question me, no. So she gives it to me and I text him, I'm like, hey, I'm like, so nice. I'm like, I just hear your marching orders. Like, I need photos of Phoebe because I am sick of only having photos of myself to post. I don't like taking photos of myself either. You guys, this might shock you, but I get cyberbullied by high schoolers when I do. So I was like, can Phoebe please take some of the heat off me for 1 second? Everything is like, you know, whatever. So I was like, I need pictures. And Bobby did such a good job. He was sending me like dozens of photos every day of the trip. It was so sweet. It was so great. The photos were adorable. And then
Phoebe, wait, he like, was?
Yes.
I didn't know he was sending you pictures. That's so funny.
Yes. Like every morning it was like he would send me like whatever pictures he got from like
the day before.
You
probably have more pictures than I have.
And then he was like, it'd be easier on Snap. Are you there? And then I was like, I haven't logged on Snap in months, but like I will for you. And I didn't. So I don't know if he did, but because I don't even know if we're friends on Snap. So I don't think he sent anything. But anyway, and then Phoebe was gatekeeping the brat picture. So I didn't have the brat pictures. And then Phoebe's like, I was like, I'm going to post it. We'll do a collab, whatever, which I always think Phoebe's like kind of embarrassed to do. I always think you're like reluctant about it.
Well, it depends on what it is.
Well, you're going to have to get over it, by the way, because now that I'm your social media manager, I'm going to make you do it more. But Phoebe was like, well, I was just kind of hoping that like you would just like make a post and like I could just collab with it and then it's just done. Oh, and then I find out she tells her friends I'm her curator. Oh,
well, I didn't use that word. But on that trip, I was like, it's kind of nice because like I know that Caroline will want there to be a Chicago post from this trip, so and I'll just then it's like I don't have to, because that like I get so like I never want to post on Instagram because it's so much work. Yep. And I never post, so it's also like it like takes a lot of courage.
It does.
Also,
I'm trying
I
to
do think when you're someone who doesn't that. post, and this is like meta fuck you, I think when you are someone who doesn't post, when you do post, they don't put that in anyone's feed.
I mean, it's a little more exposure to do the collab. No, but I was just having this conversation with someone. I was like, I put all this effort into the podcast Instagram and very little into my own because it is so like, great. Well, if I only post once a month, it's like frequently. But if I only post, you know, every now and then it's like, it just feels like it makes a bigger splash than I really want it to. I don't want this to be like my re-entrance to Instagram. I'm just trying to share a bit of my life. Like, I don't need this to be like, oh my God, she posted, you know what I mean? So then I'm like, you do have to kind of have like a little bit more of a regular schedule to avoid that, to avoid the she's returned to Instagram moment. But also I was like, what am I doing, Caroline? Here's the deal. You're putting all this effort into this podcast page, but like, you also want this, so you need to do it on your own. And so I'm, very bravely collaborating with more posts. I'm going to make you do it too. When it makes sense, when it is a reel that like it would be, you wouldn't feel weird about it. And then you can hide it. You can literally hide it from your grid. So when someone's looking at your grid, they don't see that. They still see like your curated shit, but it would still be in your reels. That's what I'm going to do. Anyway, the point is I want to make it more casual. I think we need to make Instagram more casual again. Like I see famous people posting very casually. Why is it the regular old Joes who don't feel like they can just like post an uncurated photo dump?
I need, as soon as I pay off this computer that I'm speaking to you through, I think it is time for me to get a new phone.
Really?
Because that for me is part of why I never take any pictures. Is because
yeah, that's true.
My camera is shattered. So yeah.
But I also think sucks. Again, I don't know how to do it yet. So if you guys have any tips, let me know. But I do want to make Instagram more casual. Like I want my page to feel more casual.
I mean, a lot of people in my feed
do it that way.
Do that. Yeah.
And I'm like, the more casual it is, the less frightening it is to post.
We used to just post literally
whatever.
Anything.
Well, I didn't. Let's be clear. I used to go on photo shoots every day. Like, my friends and I would, because I was trying to do what I, like, am doing now. I mean, me trying to, like, be a personality in the year 2016, 2017 was me, like, taking pictures, posting every day, like, doing all the stuff. Me actually being somewhat of a personality is me doing the opposite of that.
No, but at that, in those years, Instagram had already become Instagram. I mean, like, in the early aughts of Instagram, you used to take a picture of your coffee from Starbucks, slap the sepia tone,
so true,
and post it. And, like, just
slap on a little Kelvin. Yeah, no, it's true. Hashtag Java.
Or like, then when things started to get a little bit more serious.
Hashtag Starbucks.
It's like, okay, I'm going to saturate this picture as much as I can, sharpen.
Yes.
Do the drop shot.
Let me bring out the reds. Let me bring out the blues. You know what I mean? We're going for, like, that bright coastal sort of thing. Yeah. No, I know. There were the picnic days, PICNIK. Do you remember that? I think it was a little bit before your time, but I was very much
I had friends who used it. I was more, what did I use? Insta size always, because it used to be such a trend to, like, have the white space around your pictures.
Or have the picture in, like, a star in the shape
because it
a
used
star.
To have to be, like, on Instagram, every picture was the same shape.
Yeah,
like, you couldn't just post any picture and
it's been like that for, like, a week now. I mean, the way it is now, that now they let you post whatever you want and they'll make it fit. It's only been doing that for, like, a week.
Really?
Yes. Maybe tops a month. Like, it's brand new.
What?
No, Phoebe.
I don't mean the real thing. They've been doing this because I stopped using Insta size when they stopped doing it. It's been a while.
What are you talking
about? You can just post a landscape picture.
You can't post whatever size picture you want. No, I know. Not in the same dump, though. I thought you meant, like, carousel, no, you can do different sizes.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But I don't really like how it looks.
It doesn't look good, but it is easier.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. So anyway, that's just what I think about Instagram. And Phoebe and I literally put together, I was like, she sends me the pictures. I'm like, okay, I need some B-roll. I need some pics of things, of people, of places. Okay.
That's why I need the new phone. Because, like, all the pictures of me were taken on other people's phones.
Well, here's the deal. Here's what you need to be doing. And maybe you're doing this. Every time I go on a trip with my friends, we get a shared album and we put every single photo we took the entire time.
I tried.
And then you can use other people's B-roll if you want.
I made a shared album.
Because sometimes other people take a picture of the drinks better than you do. And then you can just use theirs because it's, So you just have to train them. My group and I have been taking trips together for, like, 5 years now. Now we're good at it. But, like, the first few years, it was a little rocky, I would say.
Right.
There were some times that it didn't just come together. But we did always have the album because Matthew was there. I mean, we were going to have Matthew on the trip and not have a shared album. That's insane. So anyway, I also want to talk about how I went to Chili's on Friday and it absolutely sucked.
That's tough.
I drove 30 minutes away for this. It was like this thing because I don't think I've ever been to one. We talked about it on the Patreon. So if you don't know about this, I went to Chili's with Kelly and Anthony on Friday. We had to wait 30 minutes and there was a craft store in, like, the strip mall in the area. So we just, like, went in there and walked around to kill time for a little bit. And then we came back and, like, just everything was just gross. Our stomachs hurt so bad after. The chicken tenders, okay, got them. The fries were good. They were like those fries that we used to get from, like, all those chain restaurants with, like, the big pepper flakes. You know what I mean? Those ones. Pretty good. So that was good, and the honey mustard was good. The chicken tenders, they were good, but they were so weirdly shaped. And there were some parts that were just much too thick. You know what I mean? And then I got a weird bite. And you know when you get a weird bite, it's actually over. I'm not eating another thing on this plate. I got a weird bite.
Yeah.
When you bite into the chicken and it sort of bounces back. You know what I mean?
Yes, totally. Did Anthony and Kelly enjoy their meal?
Not really. I mean, kind of. But we were all like, okay, check. Like, we never need to venture out of our, like,
it would be different if there was a Chili's where the Applebee's is.
If we had a neighborhood Chili's, I probably would have already been there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was not the spot. It was not the spot. And none of us were really that thrilled with it, honestly. And then the next day we had to do the wellness checks in the group chat. Like, how's everyone's stomach, you know? So you know if you have to do that, the meal was dicey, kind of.
That's true. You know? That's fair.
And I wasn't the one who sent the text. So anyway. Just wanted to report back on my Chili's experience. I know you were waiting with bated breath to hear about
it's unfortunate you didn't love it because I do like a Chili's visit.
I know. I mean, it's not like I'll never go again, but I would never like travel. It would never be the destination. It would just be a stop along the way. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
Okay, so let's talk about the Lord Tour. Where are we going? Because I was like, I'll come to Nashville. And you were like, well, she's coming to Pittsburgh. And then I was like, will you come to Pittsburgh? And you never really answered that. Well, guys, Lord is going on tour. It's the Virgin Tour. Girl, you are not fooling anyone.
And it's X-ray of your uterus. I love how she's posting like all this stuff about what virgin means other than like being a virgin.
Hey, we know what virgin means.
If you didn't want us to think that the album Virgin, like if you didn't want us all to think virginity, then like
you don't name a virgin and don't put your uterus on the if you wanted to name your album Virgin, then you really should have been a virgin. You really should have thought about being a virgin when you did this. Sorry, you should have done it when you were 16.
Who's the slut now,
Ella? Who's the splendiferous slut now, Ella? Two things about Ella. Number one, does she join our Patreon as a free member? Because these voice notes, I'm like, okay, it's giving me. I need to be doing it. If I could text you guys directly, the frequency would be amped the fuck up. Okay?
I love how she sent that one. It was like after shower thoughts. And then she was immediately like, immediately after, oh, she also was like, wait, another thing?
Yeah. And I was like, that is just so, I do feel like
we're
friends.
I will say I stopped listening to them after we got the single too. And like got a bunch confirmed because I was like, sometimes she gives Aria.
She's not like, and this isn't a dig, but she's not like a funny person. And I kind of feel like unless you're a funny person, your voice notes should be listened to on 2x speed. Do you know about this? Ophelia, I'm about to change everything for you and anyone listening who doesn't already know about this. Okay, are you ready? Did you know that you can listen to voice notes on 2x speed?
No. How would you do that?
It's
you
new.
Hold down on it?
Yes, if you hold down on play when somebody sends you a 5-minute voice note, like I
that's awesome.
Frequently do, you can hold it down and you can choose the speed with which to play it.
That's so much better because I was like, sometimes if Caroline sends me like a 5-minute voice note, I'll just read the transcript.
Yeah, and what kills me though is like sometimes I'll send her a 5-minute voice note that's like all about business and I will never get a single answer to any of the questions that I've asked her. And then like I'll text her and ask her, I've been asking you when we can have like a branding discussion for actually 6 months now. So now that you're live on the air, like can we fucking schedule that? I'm dead serious.
Yes, we can. But
pick a day this week, right now.
I can't do this.
Dude.
Week. But I'll be in Atlanta the week after and I can do that.
Okay. No, right now, pick a day and a time right now.
I can't do that right now.
Don't yell at me. This is, I've been asking you for 6 months.
I know, but like, I don't know. I can't pick a date and a time in this exact moment right now.
I've texted you within the last week. I have.
About branding?
Yeah. Okay. You don't get to be mad.
A date. I will.
You have literally no reason. I haven't yelled at you about it until now, and I've been asking you for months. So please.
I'm not mad. I'm just saying I can't find a time at this moment.
Anyway, you can leave all that in if you want. Or not. I don't care. Okay. So back to the Lord Tour. That's number one. I think that she took our idea and sending voice notes. And if I could do it as quickly as she is, I would be doing it more. And then number two, what I want to say is totally forgot it. Actually totally forgot it.
Mm.
Went out of my head. Now Phoebe's mad at me, so I'm gonna have to like warm her back up and get back into her good graces now for some fucking reason. I'm gonna have to grovel now. Anyway, I want to go in Pittsburgh. Why don't you want to go in Pittsburgh?
Well, it sounds like I don't together? Want to. No, Caroline, that is such a massive like jump to be like, oh, so you don't want to go together?
Well, that's what I just realized in my head because you were like, well, I don't know if I'm going in Nashville or Pittsburgh, and I was like, but you told me to go in Pittsburgh. Because I offered to go to Nashville.
The only reason, no, that's not it. But the venue where it is in Nashville, I'm trying to source my connections at the moment to see if I don't have to pay for tickets. That's what I'm looking at. That's what I'm trying
show.
To figure out.
Yeah. A free show. You don't have to pay for art. Okay.
Yeah.
The arts are suffering, by the way. The arts are suffering, by the way, everyone. Hey, check on your artist friends. Because the arts are pretty much going to be like a censored word soon, I think.
But yeah, I mean, I would like to go to Pittsburgh, but I just like, I don't know. I can't plan that far ahead right now.
Ain't that the truth? Don't I know that? Guys, okay. I don't want to waste any more time before we talk about Taylor being subpoenaed. Oh, Phoebe.
Like worst day of my life.
Phoebe sends me the news. The breaking news, which I think is hilarious. She sends me the Apple News update. It says breaking. Taylor Swift subpoenaed and Blake Lively lawsuit. I literally was like, no.
And that's probably what I'm also the reaction of Ryan and Blake when they realized this was going to have to happen, because they were like, well, that friendship is over.
I mean,
that friendship's out the window.
I mean, and it's not because Taylor is going to want to stop being your friend, honestly. It's because Tree's going to say, sorry, Tay, I run the show.
But Blake's also off limits. It well, could yeah, be but a I mean, bit like, really, I have to be I gave you the rights to my song for this film that yeah. I love how in the press release that
I didn't even see it until it was out for a few weeks
after.
Wait, it's let's like, read the statement. So, guys, for those of you who do not know, there was a looming threat of Taylor Swift potentially being subpoenaed for Blake Lively's lawsuit.
Me and Caroline were
lawsuit.
Like, but it won't happen.
And we were also like, but it can't happen. Because, and not because of the incriminating things that, like, I'm sure will be found, but more so just the things we'll now have to defend as Swifties. Because think about the way that you text your friends privately, okay? I was thinking, I was talking to Kelly. I was like, Kelly, I mean, just imagine if, like, I got really famous, and I was like, and imagine you were also famous, and then we had this big thing, and I was embroiled in some drama, and like you got subpoenaed, and all of our texts from the last year had to be pulled out, and she goes, well, what does that mean? What can we see? I said, everything, Kelly. She goes, well, what if she deletes them? I said, Kelly, no, there is like they're going to get it from the server. Nothing's deleted ever. Like, and this is the best way, actually. So many kids are going to learn the lesson that nothing online is ever deleted through this. So thank you, Taylor, for making your way into the history books yet again.
Okay, we're in the spin room. Okay, we're in the spin room.
Okay, Tree, you need to call us. Here's my phone number.
Did you see that Brian Friedman kind of threw around the idea of doing the trial in like an arena and selling tickets?
Wait. No, I did not see this. What? Yeah. Can you elaborate on this? Is this real?
I don't have. I mean, I'll Google it really quickly. I just saw a TikTok of. I'm the only finger I have on this pulse is of that one girl that Caroline never knows who I'm talking about, and that's fine. But it's this girl named Sarah. She has like really curly, black hair. She's Canadian. She always is carrying a baby, and she's pretty objective, but she is leaning Team Blake.
I thought you were about to say she's pretty.
No! Like, oh my god. Okay, Brian Friedman. Okay, this is People Magazine. Justin Baldoni's lawyer wants to sell tickets to Blake Lively's deposition for this reason.
What is the reason?
He said, since Miss Lively is open to testifying, let's make it count. Baldoni's attorney, Brian Friedman, tells People, hold the deposition at MSG, sell tickets or stream it, and donate every dollar to organizations helping victims of domestic abuse. What an asshole.
Okay, I mean, go for it then. Isn't that the whole point of Blake's lawsuit?
Friedman like, also confirmed that Baldoni will take the stand at the eventual trial, which is scheduled for March 2026, and will not have cameras present inside.
Oh, okay.
So his testimony gets to be behind closed doors, but mm-hmm. you want to sell tickets to Blake's?
Yeah, but not his. Huh.
That seems interesting.
I'm going to ask for both.
Like, yeah. I want to be... If Justin's case is so, like, rock solid, he can do it in front of a camera.
Yeah.
He loves attention.
Exactly. That's really going to piss me off.
So do you,
off.
Brian, by the way. Brian, you only are ever in front of a camera.
Everyone involved does. And I just... I do think this is a little bit of like a grab, because here's the deal. What's going to happen at this moment is, okay, Taylor Swift's texts get leaked. Not leaked. They get published, and people start pouring through them, and they start finding every little moment where Blake and Taylor look like mean girls. Or
like, what if they have said stuff about like people we have worried
they have.
That they have talked about.
They
like
have.
Selena. What if it's Taylor complaining about Blake? Like, because, I mean, we all know that. We literally yeah. have all complained about our other friends to
I
our friends.
I know. It's that. It's complaining about your partners. It's complaining about the people that you work with. I'm sorry, but if you were to go read my text with Phoebe, I'm sure I've complained about people that I've worked with before.
And
that,
sorry,
like,
if Blake's reality is her reality in her brain, which I tend to believe her version of events, then, like, obviously she's, like, getting off work and texting her best friend and being, like, this fucking creep. Like, he's doing... And to me, hey, Mr. Baldoni, that's damning. This I don't know if I want, like, the in-time texts of Blake coming home from work and, like, talking to Taylor and being, like...
I think what he thinks he's gonna get... Our text is Blake being like, and I'm going to plot this. No, I think he thinks it's going to be like her scheming.
That too.
And the fact of the matter is Taylor, as her statement says, which I'll read in a second, had nothing to do with this movie, has nothing to do with this case. So like, why the fuck would your text with Taylor be subpoenaed other than the fact that she's a close friend? It's a little bit ridiculous, but here's the thing. If a bunch of people online who aren't tuned into this case or who are sick of it or have case fatigue find out that they can read Taylor Swift's texts,
right,
and the person who got those texts for them was Brian Friedman, was Justin Baldoni. And we already know that as soon as this comes into like this media circus, a lot of people are skewing pro Baldoni. So I think it's a risk he's willing to take, knowing that those texts will come out and it will make people more, just more involved in the case, which has shown that they become more pro Baldoni.
Even if there aren't texts that are like, I'm going to do all of this to take Justin Baldoni down, which I don't think those texts exist.
No.
If I'm wrong,
I don't think
wrong,
Taylor Swift is that dumb. I don't think Taylor Swift has on her,
well,
on her cell phone,
don't
she's texting
think
evil
happening.
Plots. No, I don't either. But I'm also like, I would hope that somebody who's existed in this arena for so long, somebody like Taylor, somebody like Blake, somebody... I really hope that they have, like, that they're having those... Taylor Swift, you're having those conversations in person, right? Because you of all people know.
Or on Signal.
Or on Signal. What is
that? Signal chat. That's the group chat app.
Can it not be traced or, like...
Well, that's... It's like what the... that's what Pete Hegseth and all of them were using to share war plans.
Oh, so it's extremely dangerous and liable.
What I'm saying is that app is like meant for the press and DC to use to share more confidential information.
Mm.
So
yeah,
like for
that's
for
what
Taylor
I'm thinking.
And Blake, that's what you use Signal for. You don't use it for war plans.
I'm like, we're not using the iCloud, right? Like, we're not just like texting and backing it up to the cloud, right? If we're Taylor Swift.
I think that the real thing that they are probably banking on, if the plotting isn't in the text, is they know that it'll do what they've been doing. And they just want to make Blake seem like a mean girl. And it doesn't really matter if she wins in court.
That's where I'm going to struggle, because people are going to say, well, look how nasty she was in texts. And, like, that doesn't mean, again, that isn't a crime punishable by sexual harassment. And that also doesn't mean that, like, she is deserving. She probably has said fucking nasty stuff.
It's also, like, glass houses. Like, it's, like,
lots of people have. I mean, we read all your texts, Justin. Like, you were saying crazy shit about Blake. Like, and so were a lot of your team. And so, like, and frankly, your team was saying a lot of crazy shit about you also. Like, so I don't know what we're going to see here. I wonder if he thinks we're going to see a text where it's like, hey, can you come over to my apartment? Justin's coming over and I want you to pressure him to use my script. Like, is it going to be things like
that's
that?
That's what I'm seeing a lot of comments about. A lot of people are like, well, are we going to see a text where Taylor gets invited over to like confront, to sit there while Ryan and Blake berate.
I know.
Poor Justin.
I feel like what we're going to see is we're going to see Taylor saying, hey, I have some toys for the girls. I'm going to come drop them off this morning. Is that cool? And Blake's like, yeah, but I have a meeting at this time. So just like, if you don't mind clearing out by then. And then like they happen to cross paths.
They're going
to
be like, see?
Yeah.
See?
And then Taylor's like, I would love to meet Justin. Like, I'll just stay until he gets here. And then like, oh my God, the work you're doing is amazing. I love Blake's script. Like, in my mind, that's what happened. But maybe I don't know. But the other side of this is like, just taking Blake out of it as a Swiftie. I don't want to know how she texts.
No, I don't want it either.
I don't
even
need not to know.
Even in a mean girl way. I don't want to know how she punctuates. I don't want to know the
emoji. I don't want to know the emoji she uses.
I don't want to
know.
I
don't want to
know. I know
the jokes that she tells. Like, I don't want
I'm also like, how much are we going to get? Because when we got the initial like lawsuits, like we got texts, but it was pretty like sifted through and we got only what they wanted us to see.
But then
so
we got the full versions too. The
no,
full
know,
versions are
I,
out there.
No. But I mean, like, are we going to get the entire backlog of every conversation they've ever had?
Because the thing is, I believe once it is part of this, it is public. Like once it is in the, unless it is again, I guess, like, yeah, private record. But typically, like if it's like being submitted as evidence, we should be able to see it, I think. Maybe not. But I think, I mean, if it's included in lawsuits, I think the point is we are going to get to see a lot of these. And that's what he wants.
Well, that's definitely what they want.
If we weren't going to get to see them, they never would have subpoenaed her for these texts.
I agree.
He needs the court of public opinion.
We saw that in the beginning. They've been bringing Taylor into this since the beginning of the campaign. Before
I'm
going to
read
her
statement.
Also, I just am so scared that even if Blake wins in court, nobody is going to take that decision seriously. And
well, that's 100%.
It's not going to be enough for people.
I think we are going to very much see what we saw from the Johnny and Amber trials. I think it's going to be a very similar type of thing. And it's just going to be very disheartening. Like, I think it is. And I am so comfortable saying this and pissing off whoever it pisses off. Like, and this is my opinion. I'm not saying it for Phoebe. But, like, Johnny Depp should rot in hell. I'm sorry. I can't get past the mentality of the public. That is, we are so eager to, like, get to save a man. Like, we're so eager to have something that doesn't even have to absolve a man, but that makes him look a little bit like a victim because we don't want to lose a man. We are so quick to look for anything that, like, brings down a woman. And what we saw there was, like, Amber and Johnny were two crazy fucking people, and they were two abusive people. But to say that he was not an abuser is actually asinine. And I'm sorry, you sound stupid, because it was proven. We have texts. We have audio recordings. We have video recordings. We have photos. We know that he was an abuser. We also
and
know
he's
that
allowed
she
to be called one in England.
Yes, exactly. And the fact of the matter is, it's like, he still gets to work. And there are people who are, like, standing outside of the courtroom with signs like, "We love you, Johnny," understanding that he physically beat this woman to a pulp. They know that. And they're still holding the signs because it turns out she beat him too. And so now it's crazy to me. Like, and that's what
this
is going to be.
And it's the same thing. Obviously, Justin Baldoni's not on the same level as Johnny Depp at all. Like, not even in the same stratosphere. But the behavior and the people, it's very interesting. The people who are able to see the nuance and lean more pro Amber or pro Blake, it's not because they worship the ground that either of them walk on. I'm not an Amber Heard fan. I'm not really a Blake Lively fan. But I just can see what's happening. But the difference is that the fans of these men are like, they look like Manson girls. Like, they look like the people camped out of, like, fucking Ted. But they are so, like, enamored and, like, under a spell of these weird fucking guys. Like, it's strange. And so, sorry, I don't take you as seriously, because the way that you guys act in comments, it's like a personal attack on you for me to point out something that's weird about him.
It's crazy. Like, he doesn't know you exist. He does not know you exist.
Exactly.
And, like, just that it's just so, like, either you know and you're ignoring the truth, or you don't know and you're uneducated and then you shouldn't talk about it. I remember seeing a video of an influencer that I know personally going to the courthouse and standing outside and being like, "Johnny, Johnny, I love you," and getting, like, millions of likes and views. And I was like,
that's another thing that everybody, like, has to be aware of consuming this content, is the content that does well is being capped. It's a big conversation that's happening right now in terms of the way that people spoke about the election in November, of, like, where are these people now who had a lot to say? And now they're not speaking up about certain things that are happening because of decisions that were made then. It's like, these people are making content that does well. And the Justin Baldoni content is engaged with positively. So be aware of that.
And it's also, sorry, it's being boosted. And
that's
know
been
for
confirmed.
A fact. That, like, we know for a fact that the Friedman Baldoni team is paying to have these videos circulate more.
Numbers. I don't really remember what kind of number it was, but it basically matched it was identical to what was happening with Johnny and Amber.
Wow.
Like, bots, like the
bot
ratio.
It's very similar, and it's
like
a shame. Like, because here's the deal, like, if we're saying that it's okay to physically, you know, beat and hurt and abuse the person that you're in a relationship with, then I guess, and you all believe that Amber Heard did this, then I guess that she should also be allowed to still work.
Right.
Like, you know, like, you should have said, okay, both Johnny and Amber get to have a career still, and they get to have life. I mean, maybe she chose to move and get away from this because she wanted to. Like, I wouldn't blame her. But I do just think the hypocrisy is, astounding, and it's so infuriating when you try to talk to people and they can't see it. And it's just like, and I think it's telling that a lot of the people that were pro-dep are also pro-Baldoni. Like, yeah, totally. I don't think that's a coincidence. And again, like, I'm sort of checked out of this now. I don't know any, like, new things that have been brought up, really. Like, I'm kind of checked out. But when this does go to trial, if it ends up going, I think we'll probably cover it. I think we have to. I think it's going to be something. And we're going to try to be biased, but, like, the fact of the matter is, this is my, yeah, sorry, we're going to try to be unbiased, but the fact of the matter is, this is our stance today, and, like, it might not change.
But
so
it also might.
It might change.
We're willing to say that. Because you remember, in the beginning, Caroline was very gung-ho Team Blake, and now she's a little more in the gray area. Not that you're not Team Blake, just, but, like, you're a little more, like, it might not be as cut and dry as we thought it was.
Yeah. I don't think that she made this up. So that's, like, one thing. I just, the things that I'm less pro Blake about are, like, I just don't believe that, like, this is all a lie. I just really don't believe that. So that's where I think, you know, but the fact of the matter is, there are some things that are question marks, but same for him. And, like, I just don't, we don't all have to be firmly planted on one side. We can kind of, like, adopt the hats of both and see what we think, whatever. Okay, here's Taylor Swift's statement, her rep statement. It's a good morning, America. Taylor Swift never set foot on the set of this movie. She was not involved in any casting or creative decisions. She did not score the film. She never saw an edit or made any notes on the film. She did not even see It Ends With Us until weeks after its public release and was traveling around the globe during 2023 and 2024, headlining the biggest tour in history. The connection Taylor had to this film was permitting the use of one song, My Tears Ricochet. Given that her involvement was licensing a song for the film, which 19 other artists also did, this document subpoena is designed to use Taylor Swift's name to draw public interest by creating tabloid clickbait instead of focusing on the facts of the case. Mr. Baldoni, Mr. Sarowitz, and team continue to turn a case of sexual harassment and retaliation into entertainment for the tabloids, going as far as suggesting that they sell tickets to a concert venue, Madison Square Garden, to witness Miss Lively's deposition, to subpoenaing Taylor Swift, a woman who has given a voice to millions the world over. Oh, wait, sorry, that was a spokesperson for Lively. I could tell I was no longer reading Tree's words. But yeah, so that's a statement from,
you know,
Tree
is writing that, like, bottle of Sauvignon Blanc chilling in the fridge. She is type fuming, steam coming out of her ears.
She is fuming. I'm so nervous. I mean, I'm a little excited, but I'm so
glad Tree's are so, anyway, like, thank God for Tree Payne. You know,
no,
what,
thank
next
God
time we get a president who I enjoy, get Tree the Medal of Freedom. The Medal of Freedom.
Thank you. Well, let's move on to some lighter fodder, maybe. Emmy, Sherritt, and Will, whatever his last name is, from Southern Hospitality are engaged. I didn't see this coming for one freaking second.
No.
And here's what I have to say to this. Will, you know you didn't have to do that.
She would have stayed.
You did not have to do that. So why did you? Maybe they really are in love. Maybe they really want to be married. I believe it for
her. I believe they want to be married.
I'm just like, dude, what are you doing? You seem so miserable. And then, like, you know this is going to have to be documented on the show, which you famously, like, might not even be on because
I just would never want one of my friends to marry someone who wouldn't come out on that reunion and sit with her. Like, if Emmy Sherritt was my friend, I'd be like, Emmy. He let you sit there.
The Vile Files doesn't count.
He let you sit there and have a room of, like, 12 people berate you and yell at you and answer for his behavior while he was there.
In the building.
He was watching it happen.
Like, that's what's crazy.
And he
crazy
didn't think, I need to go out there because Emmy is actually, like, I mean, that was a really sad reunion to watch because she was, like, physically shaking. I thought she was going to, like, have a real breakdown. And Will did
nothing.
I
wouldn't have blamed her if she did. No, he did absolutely nothing. And, like, I will say, I listened to them on the Vile Files. I've seen some things they've done since. And, like, they do seem to be on the same page in some of these
interviews.
They're
definitely living in the same reality when they're together.
Like, I think so, too. I mean, the videos she posted were, like, he's doing his baby voice and shit. And, like,
it's just,
I feel like she constantly is videotaping him when he's not aware of it. Because she's like, no, guys, look, like, he's goofy. He would never act like this if the cameras were up. But if I put the camera behind the couch and he doesn't know it's filming him and I offer him a bite of pizza and I feed it to him, he will say, thank you, blah, blah, blah. and then everyone will be like, oh my God, he has a heart.
Yeah. But my issue with them, and I couldn't even get through the whole Vile Files interview, because what bothers me about Will especially, but he's like, Emmy doubles down on it and is like, see, like everything Will says, is that Will is so defensive. He has an answer for everything, and he's just like, and when he's in an environment where he's not being challenged, he can be like, and see, and like, it's like this.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, but we all watched it. Like, it's weird that you right. go to a law school that's like an hour and a half away from where your girlfriend lives, and there's a rumor that there's a girl living with you there.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
That's weird. And also, your answer for it, a better lie would probably just be like, yeah, I have a girl roommate. Yeah. Should we split the rent? I don't know.
Well, do you think he lied? Do you think what he said was a lie?
Yeah, it didn't make any sense to me. There's not a rumor that a girl is living at your house if she's only staying there for like a night.
Oh, wait. Did you watch the Biofiles thing?
What did he say on the Biofiles that was different than the show?
Just because he was talking about how it was like a friend, a mutual friend that they had, Emmy and Will.
Yes, yes.
And this was like a different situation. And it was like she was, I think, like leaving a bad situation or something. And she was moving into his apartment building. And she couldn't move in until like the weekend after, whatever. And Emmy and Will were on a trip. And so he was like, why don't you just like put whatever you need to put in my place and you can stay there in the same building until you move in. And like that's
that feels so a lot better. He wasn't even there. But I feel like on the show,
and I'm like, that just wasn't it just seems like a non-issue where like they could turn it into this big thing. But then oftentimes I feel like the truth is pretty boring, and that's just like not what we want. Like we just like,
yeah. And it's not what,
not that I'm not defending him. It's not what, I'm just like,
what the, you know, TJ and
yes.
What's the other guy's name?
TJ Michaels.
Yes. It's not what
it's not what they want. Although they were commenting on the People exclusive. So happy for them. And
this season could be really, I mean, it's going to be amazing.
I wasn't sure if they were going to be returning to the show. And I wonder if they were like, look, we need a storyline. And so they're like, let's get engaged. I don't know.
When would they start filming?
I did think
July?
It was, I guess, in the summer. I mean, if we don't get it, I can't wait for the wedding content from Emmy Sharrett. I mean, and one thing I love about Emmy is she's a glam girl. Like, she will be like not glam, but then when she does glam, she does full
it's
fucking
so
glam the way that I like
her
it.
Her personality doesn't change, but it looks like
she doesn't
two
give
different
that.
People. Like when you see her at work,
it looks
and
like
she's
two
just, like,
different people.
Like, especially like daytime work when she doesn't really have makeup on.
Yes.
It's like she gives like, you know, like, and I mean this in a good way. She looks like a regular girl, you know?
She looks like a regular laid back
yes,
beach
exactly.
town girl. And then you put her in the full, but that's like, I love that because it's like you put her, she loves the full glam and she looks fierce with
totally.
It. Like, I love it. But one thing I think is that I was kind of surprised by the People exclusive. I was like, okay, wow, we're already there.
Okay,
we're already getting a People
like,
exclusive.
We didn't even get a reunion outside of the clubhouse and we're People exclusive.
I know, but we're getting People exclusives for this. Imagine what happens when Maddie and Joe get engaged. Oh my God, we're going to get a Vogue exclusive if this is where the bar is. But I just think I need to make a case for like why are we submitting Facetune photos for the People
yeah.
exclusive?
I thought that too.
You had that moment too, like the one that's like just her face, and it's really I was just like,
especially because she looks
like you're
so
such
good
a pretty
glam.
Girl, and you already yeah, and you already look so elevated and so different in the glam. You don't then need to also
it's
do
giving like Meredith Marks
that. Oh my God! Wait, speaking of, I just saw a photo of Meredith and Lisa that was taken on a trip that they're on
in
right
Greece.
Now. Yeah. Did you see the photo? It's like, I can't, I mean, if it's still on the internet, I will be shocked. I will be shocked if they have not scoured it from the internet. Like it, they just have no filters. The lighting isn't good. They like, I think they've been traveling. Like they look tired. They look their age. They look beautiful, but they don't look like the whatever, whoever's face we're using on Instagram, Meredith. Like Meredith, are you seeing the comments? Do you like the engagement? Is somebody telling you the engagement is good?
Brooks.
Is somebody else's face, is Brooks face tuning your photos and then posting them? Because you need to fire him if so. And also, by the way, I can't wait to watch Next Gen.
I know, I'm excited for it, I think.
Okay, tell me more.
But we do need, like I was thinking about that today, like we're kind of, it feels like when Vanderpump ended. Not that anything's like ended, but I just feel like we're kind of in a drought of like great Bravo TV. And maybe I'll feel resurged when Southern Hospitality comes on, but like Summer House is like kind of, I mean, it's great. I enjoy watching it when it's on, but it's not like what it was.
You know what
was.
I would love? So obviously there was like a statement basically that came out that said Roni is canceled. Yeah. But then Andy Cohen commented and said, no, it isn't. And
Lindsay?
Apparently they're still, dude, Get because Lindsay we need fucking Hubbard on Roni.
Lindsay in an environment where she can be a mature version of her activated self. She can't do that in Summer House.
Yes.
She needs to be just, adult events where she can get activated.
Yes.
Like the other housewives.
That's her version of the Valley. You know, that's what she has.
And I think that there's a world where the other people from Summer House go there too. And we start maybe more of Lexi's friends start coming through the Summer House.
Coming into Summer House. We need a younger crew. I would absolutely die for Lindsay Hubbard on Roni. She's made it clear that she would happily make the transition if they want her. I think they might have been waiting to see what the discourse was after
Jesse
this Summer House season.
Said that there was, because they're saying there's like a big like thing that happens at the reunion. And I wonder if maybe there's some sort of announcement. They said no
maybe.
One saw it
that
coming.
Would be great.
So I wonder.
Well, then that probably isn't this.
Well, I mean, but they might have been like,
lots of people saw
that. It might have, but for them, it would have been like, especially if Lindsay hadn't
said
anything.
Well, and that would make sense with that statement because Wes made that statement that was like, no, Lindsay's not coming back next year. Like,
but
she
then Lindsay
coming
was
back.
Pissed.
But Lindsay fired back. She was like, how dare you? So I don't know. I mean, what I do know is Lindsay belongs on my television screen. She belongs in reality
TV.
Lindsay
this season.
She belongs in New York.
She has been so, I love when she's goofy.
I love when she's goofy and I love when she's activated. Yes. Like as long as she's not activated against a character that I feel defensive of,
I'm
like,
so ready for
I'm
next
it.
Week when she says, Carl, it's the anniversary of when we broke up. And I just want to thank you for getting me to my dream life, basically. And I also
she is
Carl
so
have these
funny.
Conversations with the guys where he's like, yeah, I mean, she's still totally not over me. I'm like, Carl. Carl, she's over you.
She is fully growing another human inside her body. You can take one look at her and say, oh,
and
she's
even
over
if
you.
She wasn't.
Oh, is that Carl's baby? No, okay.
And even if she wasn't.
As soon as that baby comes out of her, she
no,
will
No, but
be.
I mean, even if she wasn't pregnant, she's
oh.
over you.
She's over you. She's got the ick. She had the ick when you were together. She was going to see it through. You set her free. She still has the ick. Like, it just is what it is. Yeah, I would love to see her on Roni. That would just be such fun television. I do also want to say, like, we are approaching the precipice of getting a lot of really great TV again. So it's this cycle,
right.
You know?
Also,
but we're about to enter.
They announced.
Listen.
Well, they announced the Rhode Island.
What?
Housewives.
Rhode Island, yes. Which apparently is a contender for, like, one of the top
I'm excited.
Ones right now. We're getting into summer, which is great because of the following reasons. Big Brother, and I know what you're thinking. No, I haven't heard, so I'm guessing they're saving me for next season, which is fine. I will send a follow-up video this year. That's fine. The truth is I honestly didn't even want it this year. I, like, wasn't really even ready for it. Like, it's totally fine. But I am excited to watch it. And honestly, the truth is, now that I realize I don't have to go on it this
you can
summer,
really take
I am
a,
relieved.
You can really take a deep breath now.
I can take a deep, I can sleep again. I am relieved.
Caroline, guys, you guys don't know this, but Anthony constructed a replica of the wall in their basement. And instead of sleeping at night, Caroline has been practicing.
I've been practicing.
Her upper body strength
I'm
is
exhausted.
Insane.
It's insane. You can't see right now, but I'm jacked. So anyway, I'm excited because Big Brother's coming and we're going to have that almost every night. We're going to have those live feeds. Same time, we're getting the new Love Island.
They said the date is going to be, it's going to be a little earlier, Big Brother, than it was.
Oh, fab. Well, I think it's usually June, right? So, I mean, it's coming up. And then we're also going to have Love Island.
How much time do these contestants get? Like, how soon can they call you to go on?
They can call you in February. They can call you in February. They can call you in May. Like,
Man.
It can be any time.
Drop everything now.
I know. So the truth is, I'm really not off the hook, but I just have a feeling.
Yeah, Caroline, don't sleep quite yet.
Yeah. So we've got those two, which are, like, great because we have them basically every night. And, like, I just feel good going into summer. And then we're going to get Salt Lake. We'll start coming probably in the fall. And that's going to start heading at the same time. I'm guessing we'll get Rhode Island.
And Southern Hospitality.
We'll probably get Southern Hospitality.
That might be more January.
And then there's something else. Oh, Road Warriors, you know we're obsessed with all things Bravo and all things Charleston. So on our most recent trip to the Lowcountry, we had to stop at, by the way, the new neighborhood bar and restaurant from Southern Charm stars Craig Conover and Austin Kroll in partnership with the Uptown Hospitality Group. We celebrated my 30th birthday there, and I have to say, like, the cocktails, the vibes, the service, immaculate. My favorite drink was the lavender gimlet, Empress Gin, lavender, lime, clarified milk. It was so pretty, so delicious. And our group kept those freezing cold martinis and caviar bumps flowing all night long. The atmosphere was exactly what I wanted. It was chic, but cozy, elevated, but welcoming. Think like your dream neighborhood spot that also happens to be Bravo adjacent. And because the night was that good, I had to go back for a dinner date with Anthony. The menu brings an elevated spin to classic tavern fare. Handhelds, crave-worthy kettle chips with French onion dip, literally dream about them. But the best part were the steak frites. Anthony and I split it. It's a grilled prime New York strip with garlic butter, chimichurri, and perfectly crispy shoestring fries. Oh my God. Pro tip, go on a Wednesday during happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. They do half off select wines, bubbles, their signature blade and bow old fashioned, and the steak frites. It's such a steal, and honest, I cannot recommend it enough. So make sure you add By the Way to your Charleston itinerary and follow them on Instagram at By the Way CHS to see the menu, the vibe, and all the Bravo approved bites. And if you go, tell Craig we sent you and save us a martini. Bachelor in Paradise, which I will be tuning into because did you hear Hannah Brown is the, I'm honestly shocked that she's the bartender. She just got married. This doesn't seem like
I think
like
that
the,
had to be quite the check.
Well, I mean, I must have been.
Bachelor Nation has these moments where they acknowledge that like she was the golden age. Like yes. She was their peak of
I lead. Can't imagine like this is such a smart decision for them. The Bachelor franchise is going through such a rough
it's
moment
been like
right
five
now.
Years.
I feel like
I
no
feel
one's
like
watching
COVID,
it.
It's
like,
been like,
yeah, we got really oversaturated with it during COVID. There was just too much of it,
and all
then
the
we
drama.
Got some leads who just like and all the drama, and people are have fatigue. They're tired of it. They're not interested in it anymore. It doesn't feel genuine.
That's another thing. Social media really started to ruin the show.
It really did. And the thing is, like, it was around when during Hannah Brown's season.
It just like, wasn't,
in
like,
fact, some of the most iconic social media queens came out of that season. You know what I mean?
I feel like it was, like, after her season, I feel like, is when it really shifted. And,
took
like,
a turn.
That's when it was, like,
that was like
Tyler
peak.
Cameron, like, we got all these people. And, like, because she was on Colton season, and then Becca was before that. Mm-hmm. I would say that like
yes.
those,
which we were into.
That's when it started.
I would say the Becca like, season
climbing
started getting people excited. Honestly, no, I'm gonna start it at the Nick Vial season.
Yeah,
because that was Corinne, and Corinne was such a massive. Like we had started getting characters that people were like, I want to know about them. And then after that, it was I believe Rachel. And that was our first Black Bachelorette. She was fabulous.
We had that great storyline
with
Peter. And like the
recently, it looked like she and Brian. It looked like she and Brian were gonna be like whatever. That's where we got Dean.
Yeah.
Like we got a lot of really good characters out of that. And then moving from there, who was the next Bachelor?
After Rachel, it was it Colton? No, he was Becca. Whose season was Becca on?
Eric.
Okay, Juan Pablo.
Was Eric the Bachelor?
Andy. Crystals.
I'm looking it up.
Who was the Bachelorette after Crystals?
Bachelorette?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got... Okay, here's what we got. Well, okay. Nick Vial. Was it Ari after Rachel? Because there wasn't anyone from Rachel's season.
Yes,
maybe?
It was Ari, and that's how we got Becca.
And that's how we got Becca, and we had the whole
the first time that ever happened. That was a game changer.
You know, with Lauren. So that was huge. And then
Colton, we had the fence jump.
And then we had Becca, and then we had Colton, obviously. And that was crazy. And then we got so many good girls out
we
of
got
Colton's
Peter
season.
Out of
and
Hannah.
Ari's season. Yes. And Hannah, I mean, but the thing about Hannah's season was like we still had that understanding of the social media landscape, and we're probably coming on here to be a little bit famous. And like
Jed.
The fact of the matter is every single person who goes on a reality show at this point in time, that is part of it for them. Because the truth is, why else are you doing
that? That's why I think...
And, like, now, it's like, whether you want it or not, it's coming with the territory, so you might as well just get on board. You know what I mean?
We all got so bored by that being, like, a point of conflict because it felt so disingenuous coming from the people who are bringing the drama of, like, you're not here for the right reasons.
Yeah.
It's like... Well,
who is, you know?
And you like, are? Like, what are the right reasons then?
Right.
I don't know who this person... I'm trying to fall in love and also
get
a job.
It would be great. I think everyone who's there is like, yeah, it'd be great to fall in love, but...
Which
is
how you
happen?
Should go into
probably
the show.
Probably not. Like, and am I going to have a following when I leave here anyway? Yeah. So I might as well just, like, take advantage of it. It's not going to, you know, whatever. So, but Hannah still felt so real. And, like, still... She just was such... We were so worried about her. We were so worried about Hannah as Bachelorette. Remember she did at the after the final right. rose, they had her meet her first four or whatever. Oh, it was like she needed such insane media
that
training.
Date with Colton, yeah. That was where it was like, oh my God.
He was like, let's do and a toast. And it was her birthday. She and she anything. Could not think
and she's
of
like
anything.
A pageant girl, so we were all shocked. Yeah. And then they picked her and we were like, yes. What? And then.
And I honestly think it was because she really liked Colton and she was so yeah. nervous.
And it was like her I think that's it was what also it was, like, you one know? Of the first moments I feel like it definitely is the moment that stands out from that. But like she, it was one of the first times she got like an. Alone time with the camera in a way where she was like, this is gonna air and like they're gonna see
it also was moment. Tough because Kaylin Miller Keys was on there and she
other.
Was like hated Hannah was talking about Hannah to Colton so like Hannah going and understanding that and now look I mean it's just wild so anyway I think it's such a smart move to bring Hannah as a bartender I wonder if Wes Wells like couldn't be there full time or something.
Yeah, I wonder how it's gonna
and so
look.
They're gonna split it or if they'll be there together. But it'll be really nice to have a strong woman's yes. perspective in that
and
bar.
Also she's so like no bullshit. Like I feel like she'll clock drama on the beach and be like, uh-uh.
She'll be like, you need to demand better treatment. Like she's not gonna be afraid
out.
To like yes, and she'll have iconic like one-liners and she'll be funny. And then I would love to see banter between her and Wells where like they get in a little fight with conflicting advice.
I wish we could see more of an all-star. I mean, I know that a lot of people are now in relationships, but I do wish, I think a way to get people back like us who watched Bachelor Nation so religiously for so long is to try to find the single stragglers from like that era and bring them back.
Yes. Because
they did that for a while. Like
that would be
like,
so
I feel like
cool.
I will watch Bachelor in Paradise, but I'm not going to know who any of these people are.
Yeah, I know. And I feel like they try to bring back people, but they bring them back like one at a time. And unfortunately, the new people just feel like the shiny new toys. So I feel like they're always doing older cast members such a disservice when they bring them on to Paradise. Okay, so I know on the Patreon, or I think it was on our Met Gala episode, I don't know, but I was like kind of hard on Timmy for not going to the Met Gala with Kylie. But I've since learned a little bit more about the Met Gala couple's curse, and now I'm okay with it. Now I'm okay with him not going. Maybe that's why they didn't go together. Are you aware of the Met Gala couple's curse?
Up? Well, we have, of course.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to read you a list right now. I'm going to read you this list. Were they together? Like,
we never got information about that. They just showed up at the Met Gala together, which is so fucking funny.
That was, and she had pink hair, and
that
was
he was
crazy
wearing a red
thing.
Suit.
And we were all like,
we were like,
what? Like, I guarantee you Hailey Baldwin did not know she was going to the Met Gala. Her hair would not have been pink. Like, she did not know. That was a, hey, I need someone to go with. Okay, so here are some of the couples that have gone and broken up. Like,
oh,
right
I saw a video that I think people posted that they were like, here are all the couples that, like, are going to
yes,
run into each
so
other.
So I have, like, a screenshot of a bunch of them from an article. I'm only going to read the ones that, like, we really care about. Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik. Never forget that. 2016. I remember their look. What? I don't know what the theme was, but she was in like a, it was like almost like cybery looking. Was that camp? No, that wasn't camp. That was 2017. Anyway, but we also have to remember the people that met there, you know, obviously Taylor and Joe.
Came with Tom.
And Taylor and Tom.
Did they meet at the Met Gala?
Did she go with Tom? No, they attended separately, but I think they were maybe dating. But she and Joe, I
think,
that's
when we got that video of, that was also the cyber year. We got that video of
them dancing. Your buzz cut and my hair bleached.
We got that video of Tom Hiddleston and Taylor, like, dancing, like, crazy. In an area that didn't seem like a dance floor.
It was, like, the vibe. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tried to forget that video. Thank you so much. All right. Selena Gomez in The Weeknd, 2017. Is that when she had the worst spray tan of all time?
I don't remember, but that was a crazy couple.
Can you imagine a time that's worse to have the worst spray tan of all time than the Met Gala? Anna Wintour is probably like, hey, Selena, don't sit down. Don't touch anything. Don't sit down.
I saw this tweet that was, like, when The Weeknd was accepted to be a member of the Academy, they were like, okay, Selena's going to get that Oscar one day. Because The Weeknd is, like, he's kind of like her Jay Gatsby.
Oh, is he?
They say.
Why
Jay Gatsby? Like, kind of just pines over her. Like, he's always gonna kind of be in love with her or a little obsessed with her.
We have that. We love to have that narrative about any guy that Selena's ever been with. We're like, and they'll never be over her.
I do believe it. Justin.
And then with Taylor, we're like he couldn't move on fast enough. Okay, next, J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez. He's actually had 2 breakups after the Met Gala. Woof. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott. So Kylie's not taking
Tim. She's like, Tim, no.
She's like, you know, you cannot
I'll go to your
me.
Little event
and we cannot
later
attend
where
separately.
They looked.
Yeah.
They looked
I like
gorgeous.
Them.
And also, I like whatever Timothy did that night. He looked amazing that night, I thought.
He is like such a good looking. He's a guy that would have like actually
ruined your life.
Ruined my life in college.
I just like, I feel like sometimes what he wears, he looks so skinny and like so yeah. little and young.
He's too, no offense, he's a little bit too thin for me. Like that would have been an issue. But those were always the guys that like ruined
but
my life.
In the, was there was like, something, about
there's something about
this
you that I'm like
suit
obsessed
filled
with.
Him out. I really liked how he did his hair. He looked really good with Kylie. Like the way they were, yeah. I was like, this, they are like a couple, you know?
I want to know how he is with Stormy, don't you?
I
would love
like
to see how he is
like,
as like a daddy.
He's like a, I feel like.
Probably goofy
definitely.
As hell.
He's like Stormy's friend, not like stepdad.
Yes. Stormy's favorite movie is Willy Wonka. Would not put it past her. Okay. Hailey Bieber, Shawn Mendes, Lily Reinhart, and Cole Sprouse, 2018.
Man.
That was
and
a
I
tough
think that
one.
That was a bad breakup.
That one
too.
Hurt me physically.
You liked them
yeah.
a lot.
I didn't even like. Yeah, I did. I don't know why.
I liked them too.
I think I was just
seemed
like,
sweet.
I just wanted them to be. They seemed like a sweet couple. I liked seeing their updates on social media.
But I think
media.
He
I was
ended
very
up sucking, right?
Me,
like
you know.
He, that ended up being really bad, I think.
Probably. Well, yeah, then he went on Call Her Daddy and smoked a cigarette in the room. And I was like, oh okay. Good for Lily.
Guys.
Yeah. Grimes and Elon Musk, 2018. Woo! Ooh. Miley and Liam, 2019. I mean, nothing hurts
too.
Worse than that.
Miley and Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Oh. Oh my God!
Well,
I forgot
I don't know if
that.
They went to the Met together, but that was one of the couples that was like couples that are going to see each other at the Met, and it's like them.
Wow. Okay, 3 more. Shawn Mendes on the list again for Camila Cabello, 2021.
When are
powerful ones from 2022 though? Are you ready for this? Phoebe Bridgers and Paul Mescal, Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson.
And that was such a year.
Both
that's
of them.
That's where we got that picture.
That was such, and that was my wedding year, famously. You know, you're welcome.
You know that
was
picture
such a year.
Of Paul Mescal and Phoebe Bridgers where they're standing on the stairs. It's a picture of Daisy Edgar Jones, but you see Paul and Phoebe in the back, and Paul is smiling like so wide-eyed at Daisy Edgar Jones, and Phoebe's looking at Paul.
Okay, you're not at that scene in Girls yet, but that is that scene in Girls.
I watched, guys.
You watched a lot of Girls yesterday.
Night,
thank God.
Last night I watched an episode of Girls where they meet Desi. That's his name, right? Cousin
yeah.
from the Bear. And I actually, Caroline, I had to pause the episode when Marnie comes back from the bathroom and starts singing with him. Because I was laughing.
Yeah.
I was like.
Oh, Phoebe, if you think that's bad. Dude, like, you can't even imagine how much worse it's going to get for
Marnie.
Also,
she just gets so mean. Like, when Ray, like,
she's
ends
so
things
not.
With
yeah.
her, she goes, is this just some way for you to, like, project and, like finally be mean to the girl who was mean to you in high school? Like, reject the girl who rejected
Aria
you?
Aria as fuck.
She's like, well, it's not going to happen.
Aria as fuck.
Well, it's not going to happen. You think I'd be eating pizza here if I wanted to date you?
Oh my God. Yeah,
she's cruel.
Horrible. She needs therapy so badly. She's never gonna get it. But
she's this
so
fictional
bad.
Character. She's never gonna get it.
She's never gonna get it, but she needs it so bad. So anyway, maybe that's also why we didn't have Bradley show up with Gigi, even though they are fully like
yeah.
publicly.
Oh, I wanted to say
together. What do you think about Gigi and Bradley? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, I'll answer that. I don't really have an opinion. At this point, I'm like, I think I like it enough. I like them
yeah.
both individually for the most part. So it's like, what mm-hmm. I do think. But at this point, for a while, I was like, I don't know how long. First of all, I didn't believe it for a while. And then also, mm-hmm. I was like, well, I don't think this is really going to last. But now it's been a while. So
right.
I guess we're here. Also, I loved the joke in Girls
right.
last night that was like, Adam, or someone was like, are you afraid Adam's going to leave you for Sutton Foster or something? And I was like, whoa, that is a. That's
oh my
a premonition.
God.
That's a premonition.
That's crazy.
But what I was going to say was one more thing about the Blake Lively everything I wanted to mention. I just want to remind everybody that like the internet right now is choosing to forget the way that a lot of people talk about Anna Kendrick. You guys think she's mean too. So I don't know where this is
yeah.
coming from where you guys are like, Anna, we see right through it. Like we see you girl. It's like, first
yes.
of all, I haven't seen a single video where they look uncomfortable with each other. They actually have great chemistry, and I feel like
that's Anna's whole personality. She's very dry. I've
seen with them, they look like they're like laughing their heads off, like they're having fun with each other. And all the comments are like, "Wow, how much is Blake paying Anna for this?" Nothing.
I know.
Not paying her anything for this. You guys are deluded. Like, you guys are actually brainwashed, and it's crazy. And also,
yeah,
you guys would hate Anna Kendrick if she was doing this.
Yes,
so like
1,000%.
Like, it's always been that rumor that Anna Kendrick is so difficult to work with and so mean and so cold and all these things.
Yes, when it served their narrative, they just like completely forgot that and they're like.
Anyway, yeah, I've been. I think it's crazy too. While, so I just needed to say that.
Good. I'm glad you did. Thank you. Okay, let's talk a little bit reality TV, and I want to talk about Summer House and Lexi.
Yes.
So. Here's the deal, guys. Like, I hate the way this is. Phoebe and I talked a little bit about this off the record. I am just hating how it's becoming like Lexi and Sierra are against each other when like
Jesse's the villain.
Jesse is the whole reason we're in this situation. Like, and Phoebe made a good point. She was like, I mean, Sierra's allegiance is to Jesse. Like, they've been friends with him longer.
Even though
but
Sierra
I'm also
is
just
so
like,
mad at Jesse right now, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, as she totally. Should be. Jesse, in what world do you say to somebody, especially somebody who looks like Sierra, that you just said that to make her feel better? Like, men are a plague on this earth. That is fucking bonkers that
like,
he said that. He just can't do anything right in my eyes.
He sucks. He sucks so badly. It's terrible to watch. A couple things just quickly to get out of the way because I am like pretty firmly Team Sierra on everything. But a couple critiques of Sierra I have from this week's episode are the getting up from the table while West is talking about his friend who died. I understood what she said in the confessional a bit of like it's bringing up that time where like she's remembering how close they were and how she was there. I understand that, but you did not need to. Then don't hug him.
No.
Just stay at the table because now you've completely shifted the tone of the dinner now. And it's like awkward for everybody. And it's already clearly awkward for him to be emotional and like open up about this.
Yeah.
I just think that was the bad move.
I do too. I think it makes it about her.
Yeah.
Like it now the whole moment becomes why did Sierra just get up? Everyone like did she really think no one was going to acknowledge
right.
it? Like,
whereas it could have just been,
you know, she could have even said it. From what I saw, she said nothing. She could have been like, I'm sorry. And like even something like that, I think would have really helped. I have to go like something like that. But it just seemed like everyone was like, OK. And it just I find that I think is sometimes like Sierra's kryptonite is she's just misunderstood sometimes. Like she like says things, does things and they just read a completely
right.
different way than she
and
meant
what
it.
Sucks also I think is that and it becomes clear in the preview for next week that like Lexi is being fed a narrative about who Sierra is.
Yes.
And Sierra's not necessarily, not that it's her responsibility to offset what Jess mm-hmm. and West are saying, Jesse and West are telling her. It's not Sierra's job to do that, but I am like, you aren't giving her reasons necessarily to not believe what they're saying about you. And this is an instance of like Lexi seeing that, and now she's like comforting Wes, and it's just like putting a wedge further between them. And I think that's tough.
Absolutely.
Another thing that I was like, Sierra, I don't know if this was the right move, was when it was Amanda, Lexi, and Sierra in the room. I think Lindsay was in there too, and they were talking about Lexi's week with Jesse. And Lexi like explains how they're moving forward and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then Sierra just like starts ranting about how much Jesse sucks. I was just like, time and place a little bit. Like, I just don't know if Lexi's clearly not gonna hear it the way that you want her to.
Yes.
Go rant to Paige about it. Because
I just feel like there doesn't need to be this. Even when Lindsay walked in the, or I'm sorry, when Sierra walked in the room and she didn't know Lexi was in there, and it was like that weird moment of her. I think it's the same moment we're talking about right now, where she like, or no, it's not because you're saying that was with Amanda, but I'm thinking about the moment with Lindsay where Sierra comes in and she's got a cocktail. And she's like, "Hey, I know you were in here. She doesn't drink. I would have brought you one, but I didn't know you were in here. And then she like doesn't want to leave immediately. So she like fixes Lindsay's pillows, right. Like whatever. She plays Nurse Sierra for a minute. And then I feel like she kind of started talking about it. And I just.
Maybe it was that moment. Then.
I thought
Amanda was in the room, but I might have been thinking it was Lindsay.
Because I remember seeing Lindsay kind of watching and listening to like, the, yeah, she's laying down and Lexi's talking. And Lexi's like hearing statements. She's like, yeah. And I just feel like, again, the awkwardness doesn't need to be between Lexi and Sierra, but it's so true because Lexi is being spun this web of lies by Jesse, this story by Jesse, and then Sierra is also getting a story from Jesse. And
she has every, especially after last week with the arm thing, and Jesse's like, it's not me, like, saying you can't touch my arm.
Yeah.
And Sierra's like, really? And, like, so I understand.
Right.
Sierra's also being fed this narrative that Lexi, like, is so... Mm-hmm. threatened by Sierra and their relationship, yes. And that would bother me if I were Sierra, and I would be like annoyed with Lexi. And also there's probably part of Sierra, I don't know if it really comes through a lot, but subconsciously she might be a little bit of like protective of Lexi, and like I don't want I know what it did to me last year when like I was screwed over by these guys, and I don't want that to happen to you. But I don't, Lexi number one isn't really open to hearing it entirely. And also, yeah. Sierra's like, well, it's not my place to, like, really step in.
Yeah. I also feel like there's a part of Sierra, and we talked a little bit about this off record as well, but, like, I think there's a part of Sierra that likes this relationship with Jesse and what that might do to West. And, like, I don't blame her for that. Again, like, I don't blame her for that. And what we need to remember also is that, like, Lexi and Sierra don't have to be friends. No. And so now we're at a point where hindsight's 20/20. We're watching what has happened. We're seeing the lies of Jesse. And it seems like Lexi's like fully understanding like that she was duped and she was put in the situation, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if she, I can't really tell like what the vibe is with her and Sierra now, but it's clear that Sierra and Jesse are still super tight. They're still like, they're posting a lot of bait, you know, on purpose, which like good for you guys, like play into it. That is part of being on a Bravo show, is that you do that. But then it continues to drive a wedge between Sierra and Lexi again, which is fine. I think they could be friends at this point now that they're both like, oh, we are both lied to by this guy, but they were never friends. So Sierra doesn't feel the need to like, now I can be friends with Lexi. And so I just think as much as Lexi might feel that Sierra should, and so she's mad at Sierra for not. And it's like, well,
we're just forgetting,
you know,
the
Sierra
real
and Jesse were actually
villain.
Friends. You and Lexi were not friends. So it's like,
I mean, it's
exactly
just,
like
it's fucking Jesse. Jesse has,
it's Jesse. We should all be putting all of our anger towards Jesse, not towards Sierra,
lives.
Not towards Lexi.
Yeah, I don't.
Absolutely.
Lexi is a little, though, and I understand this because I feel like Jesse's like her, probably feels like her only ally in the house, like her only, like,
yeah,
which would be a really scary position to be in because he sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that she hasn't done a whole lot of work in trying to like figure out, like,
to be in the house.
Yeah. To like build the relationships herself outside of what Jesse's telling her. And I think that is raising issues. And that's also probably part of why Sierra is not super interested in like showing up for Lexi or like doing certain things, because she's like, well, I mean, she hasn't made any effort with me. Like, what has she done?
Well, and Sierra, we know this is who Sierra is. She's a closed off person. She is more guarded.
And
she
if this
is
how
whatever.
The relationship, the friendship could start with like her changing her relationship with someone she's already friends with, then like that's not a good foot to lead off on.
Totally. Are you watching The Valley?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God, I am loving it. I'm so in with The Valley now. What do we think about, like, okay, so obviously we've got this divorce between Michelle and Jesse that is so
that poor kid
contentious. I need to say something. I'm sorry. The two of you should be ashamed of yourselves going on national television and saying, I know the exact moment that our relationship ended. It was 3 years and 9 months ago. They said that last season when they were in couples counseling. And that is exactly the age of their daughter, Isabella. And I just think like Isabella is going to watch this one day and realize that the only reason her parents aren't together anymore is because of her. It's what they keep saying. They're like, everything was great until we had a kid. And then encouraging these other people like Kristen not to have, don't have this baby, don't have this baby. It's going to ruin your life. It's going to ruin your marriage. That poor fucking kid who one day is probably going to watch this.
And what was
see
that thing that Jesse
what her parents
said,
were doing?
Said to Michelle. It's like they keep showing it as a flashback when he's like, you're a terrible mom, or like, you don't.
She says, you told me that you don't care. Oh, you don't give a fuck that I'm the mother of your child. And he says, no, I didn't. And she goes, yes, you did. I swear on my life that you, my mother's life that you did. And he said, well, you swore on Isabella's life that you didn't cheat on me, and you did. So, which also, I'm sorry, that's crazy. Like, I think they're both like,
they both, I mean, crazy. Jesse, I'm definitely more prone to dislike the man in the relation, in these kinds of relationships.
Such a douchebag.
Yeah. But Michelle, if you did cheat, like, I'm just, and especially if you cheated with this guy, like, who has been in your circle, like, that's so fucked. And just the way that she talks it, like, when they were at the white party and the way she's talking about getting custody of Isabella, I'm like, why would, even if you hate him, what, like, and we don't know their lives entirely, but I just feel like it seems like they're in a space where it would be okay for him to be a parent in her life, and you should want your kid to have both parents present.
Yes, and Michelle has said over and over and over again, Jesse is a terrible husband, but he is an incredible father.
So it's like you're just so she's aware of him
being a good dad. But to be fair, he also is like bringing up the conversation of moving at the white party, like. He is doing things, and he says in the confessional, yes, I'm doing things to piss her off. I am doing things to, so, like, I can't imagine, like, a harder person to divorce, you know, if someone just, like, is going to make it as complicated as it can possibly be. The way he's representing himself, and he's going back to the lawyer with, like, every single, and I think it's just, like, I mean, if I didn't want to get divorced and my wife was divorcing me and cheating on me, I would maybe do the same thing. I'd maybe be super petty, too. Like, it's not that I really blame him, but it's just so contentious there, and one other thing, and again, I don't want this to sound like I'm like super pro Jesse, because I'm really not. But I did think it was kind of crazy that when we're at Dave and Buster's, which, by the way, Janet's Dave and Buster's thing is wild.
She's so fucking. I thought you hated Janet. I don't like her very much at all, but she is like, that was funny to me.
Yeah.
She goes, sorry, I love the way they edited that of Michelle sobbing at Dave and Buster's, going back and forth between that and Janet fucking winning all these tickets. Yeah, and
Janet's like, I'm at Dave and Buster's, I'm going to have a good time. There's no crying at Dave and Buster's. And I'm like, amen to that, sister. I thought it was crazy, though, when Michelle is talking to everybody and they have this trip coming up, the trip that Jesse is hosting and paying for. And she says that she is going to, she says he can't. What is it? He can't go on the trip, or he can't stay in the house. He has to get a different Airbnb if she's going to go on the trip. And so she's going to make everybody at Dave and Buster's vote on whether or not they want Michelle there or Jesse there. And the idea is if they both go, then Jesse has to get an Airbnb off the property. But Jesse is paying for the trip and paying for the house that everyone else is staying in. So she's like, you can't stay in the house.
Don't go.
Yeah, like that. Or you're like, you get the Airbnb. She's like, well, I should get to be with my friends. And it's like, okay, but then you kind of have to pay for the trip. Then if you want to make those choices,
you pay
like it's
for
like,
a house.
You know, so I don't, some of it is just, and I feel like if you're like these friends,
like last season,
which we're seeing, the friends are like, oh competing. My fucking God. Like,
yeah, literally. But it's like, Michelle, if you really want to draw, like last year we had competing parties.
Yeah.
Like have a party. Have an event and see who comes.
Have a party. Let's do it. Throw a weekend. You know, I mean, you know, the girls will come except Kristen, who you don't even want there. So like, who cares? I'm really excited for Lala Kristen and Sheena to be on the show, though, because I keep watching the after show and they're fully like on the after show, so I'm guessing they're coming any day now, and I'm really excited to have them back on my screen.
I'm excited to have Sheena back on my screen. I'm not super excited to see Lala, but that's fine.
Why?
I'm so mad at her. Like I've never really been a Lala fan, but the way she acted in the last season of Vanderpump, I was just like, this is ugly, and this is like,
I did not like how she acted the last season of Vanderpump, and I kind of forgot.
Yeah, that last scene when she like goes off.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the reunion when she's like, I made the finale.
Yeah. No, it was it was a bad season for Lala. I think it'll be good to see her here. I think it's going to be, she's going
to
bring
a
lot of
spice.
And to
have to get acclimated.
And I
am
eager to see the way that she, I mean, I want to see Lala and Jesse like go toe to toe. Like, I can't wait for that. You know what I mean? It's going to be fabulous. So, I don't know. I am loving the show. I think it's
great.
Really, really, really fucking good. I don't know. I'm loving it. All right. Do you want to do our rotations?
Yeah.
All right. You are on Dream.
I'm on Dream. Let me think. Okay. Number one is the soft serve that I had on Friday from a new. Actually, I want. It's actually pretty good food, but it's right down the street. It's like a block up from where you and mom are staying.
Ooh, so you want to go?
y'all are in town and you know mom
loves
a soft
serve.
So I'm thinking maybe we could go. It's not, but I don't know if I really want to go there to eat. Even though the food was really good, it's just we might be able to get better.
Yeah, we'll get soft serve for sure.
But that soft serve was fire. It was like a taco restaurant. It's so cute. It's pretty new.
Did you do like a twist, vanilla? Like what's your order?
No, it's just vanilla with sprinkles.
Mm. Yum. Rainbow?
It's
chocolate?
Not like, it's rainbow. No, there weren't options.
Well, I'm just asking. Vanilla. I don't know what's there.
Yeah, just a little vanilla with rainbow sprinkles.
Love that.
And it was delish. And then next is my new record player. It's been a game changer. It's been getting me up in the morning.
If you want to hear more about this, go listen to our Patreon episode from last week. By the way, if you want to hear about our trips and the Brat Tour and all that, that's all on the Patreon episode from last week for all paid members. So $3.
Yes. It's been making me read because I can't watch TV while I listen to music, but I want to use the record player. So I have to like do something.
Love that. I'm kind of surprised you can. I can't really read and listen to music that well.
I can't listen to I have to be specific about which albums I listen to. But it's working for me. It's great. I have it's the first time I've ever had a record player set up with real speakers, not a Bluetooth speaker.
And unfortunately, it does make it better. We were hoping.
Yes. And last is going to be... Let me think. Shoshana from Girls.
Love it.
She makes me fucking laugh. Her talking to Jess's terrible friend from rehab.
Oh, my God.
And he goes, are you on coke? And she goes, no, but I get that all the time.
Oh my God, I forgot about the terrible friend from rehab. Wait, so that
I'm just watching that and I'm just
it's so hard to watch.
When she steals the money from, I'm like, okay, great.
I know.
Okay, Jess is going to end up fucking in the clinker.
It's horrible.
That's not, I think, something that people call jail, but
you just did. But you just did. Girls is just so good. The problem is, though, that you watched it so fucking slow and are still watching it so fucking slow that I don't, remember every line of the show. And so Phoebe will send me, that moment when blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's not, a big enough moment for me to be like, oh, yeah, I've seen this regurgitated on social media a million times. I remember it. No. And then she'll also send me, just random lines. She won't say who said it. She won't give me any context. It'll just be a quote. And I'm like... this could be literally anything. And then I'll try Googling it. And it's like, this is the most obscure sentence you've ever sent. I'm like, great. So she paraphrased because it's not showing up. So anyway, I need a little more context.
Guys, I couldn't believe Patti LuPone was on.
Oh my God.
It.
That is a treat, isn't it?
What was that conversation?
And honestly, didn't you see it? Did it already happen? Has she only been in one episode?
No, I mean, what was the conversation?
To get her on the show? How funny was their conversation though?
But I also love that this has sent Hannah into such a spiral of fuck.
Yes.
Adam's on Broadway now.
And
I love how Andrew Rannells is so excited to know someone who's on Broadway. And he's normally 2 afters is probably a good amount.
Yes.
And Adam's I don't really want to be in this scene.
And Elijah Adam's the worst theater guy you've ever met. Literally.
Elijah's what do you mean? You don't want to.
I live
be,
and
like, I don't want to be part of like really
scene.
Any scene.
Yeah, literally. Okay, so all right, my rotation. It's more a theoretical rotation this week, but that's fine. All right, first up, you know when you are okay, you're somewhere, whatever, and your phone is playing music, and you want to turn it down. But you accidentally hit the up button and then you floor it on the up button. And so the volume goes all the way up. And then you're in the loudest, or this happens to me sometimes. So I don't know, I'll be in the car and I'll have CarPlay and my phone's volume is also controlling the car volume. And so I'll be like, oh, it's not turning down when I do it this. So I'll go try to turn it down on the phone and then I'll accidentally blast it because I'm not actually looking.
This really is a theoretical low.
But you know what I mean? Have you experienced this phenomenon?
Yeah,
it sucks. Yeah, it actually sucks. I hate when I think I'm turning the volume down and I turn it absolutely all the way up. Because then it's so loud, everyone's looking at me and everyone's like, ow, my ears hurt. And I'm like, sorry, how do you think mine feel? How do you think mine feel? I'm right here. Oh, you know what? I also did it in a car on a road trip. I had headphones on. Can you imagine anything worse? It's painful because it doesn't just go down. Well, I wasn't driving. I had headphones on. It doesn't just go down right away. You have to wait a few seconds for it to actually register that you want it to go down all the way. So it stays. Oh, God. All right. So that's the first thing. And what I wrote here was, and this has been on here for weeks, by the way, because we have obviously not recorded a rotation in a little bit. But what it says is when you try to turn the volume down, but it goes up and it's like, no, that's what I wrote. So you guys know what I mean. Okay, next up is photographs and videos. specifically of me from the past. Okay, different versions of me that like make me actually unwell in the head. I don't want to see the pictures or videos you have of me from college, from high school. Like, you can show me pictures of me when I'm single digits or never. Okay, because I don't need to see how much better and younger I looked. I don't need to see the light still in my eyes. I don't need to see outfits that don't fit me anymore. I don't need to see it, especially a video. A pic, for some reason, a video is worse because you get the different angles and it's like, oh my God, that's what I used to look like from that angle. I know what I look like from that exact angle now and I actually hate it. So photographs and videos. And then finally is this new cocktail list. And I like, do I dox this place?
No, but I will say Maddie said she's obsessed with it.
I went to a restaurant last night, and this is a restaurant that, like, I've been to hundreds of times. Phoebe's been to hundreds of times. When we went, Anthony and I were talking about it. We were like, oh, my God, when the Bombshells were here over Christmas, we went there, and they loved it so much.
It was fire.
And when they come back, they're going to want to go there, and we're not going to be able to. They changed everything about this place.
This is, like, a staple of our childhood.
Yeah, our parents are, like embedded in the history of this place.
This used to be... their old
party
grounds.
This was the freaking watering hole. Okay, this was the Connell family watering hole for years.
I knew that when I got home from school at 3:30 p.m. on a Friday night.
Yeah, that's...
in about an hour, my dad's down.
My dad's saying, let me know what you want me to bring back. I don't have to go. But unless I want to. And when you're there, they've got pictures of just every random person on earth on the walls. Like, it's like the craziest gallery wall you've ever seen in your life. Like, whatever. So this cocktail list, I was like, I'll check it out. Maybe I'll get a drink. All right. I want to read you some of these cocktail descriptions. This one's called the Collector's Edition. Tart, sassy, and herbally dramatic, like a garden party gone rogue. So what's in it? Phoebe, what kind of liquor would you think is in that? Tart, sassy, and herbally dramatic, like a garden party gone rogue.
I mean, maybe like a whiskey?
Okay, you're right. It was a bourbon. But I thought that was crazy, like, that it doesn't say anywhere there. Tart, sassy, dramatic. That's something that someone would order and, like, not expect it to be a bourbon, okay? Next up, silent awe. Floral, light, citrusy. A sip so fresh will leave you speechless. I don't know. I literally had to ask the waiter about every... I was like, so what's in this? What's in the hashtag be passionate? Sweet like honey, stings like a bee. Spicy, smoky, and full of passion. I mean, I'm assuming that's probably like a spicy marg, but every single one of them was just like didn't have any description of like anything that was in it.
That's crazy.
What if I'm allergic to something? And it was like,
I'm sorry, it's cocktails. Just... What's crazy to me is that there is a bar very close by to this bar who is doing a very similar thing incredibly well, like very well, and in a way that has been really good in the community. It's been received really well.
Wait, listen to this one. La Vie 74 Spritz. Fruit forward, a little nutty, and full of sparkle. Basically, an alumni reunion in a glass. Hashtag we are Penn State.
What?
I know. I was like thinking, oh, it's going to be a light spritz. And then they say a little nutty. I'm like, what the fuck? It's an alumni reunion in a glass? That sounds horrible.
And then it's a Penn State? Like, yeah, I know we're in Pennsylvania, but it's like, what?
I know. Every drink was like, I literally was like, so what's in this? He's like, oh, bourbon. I was like, okay, and then what's in this? And I was like, you know what? I don't want to ask you every single drink. I'm not trying to quiz you, but like, I can't be the first person who's asking.
No,
I was
crazy.
So bothered by it.
I just think I know that they obviously changed what they were doing because something about the last place wasn't working, but I do think that we could have workshopped the vibe of the last restaurant a little bit more to get it to work. A restaurant up the street recently did that. They aren't trying to be anything that they're really not.
Yeah.
Because the thing is that the response of these restaurants that have been around for a really long time, the response of them to said cocktail bar I'm talking about has been, well, we have to change everything we're doing for some reason to do what they're doing. And it's like,
right.
No. Right. Do your own kind of thing.
Right.
And like, but just do it better. Give it a fresh take.
Exactly. So anyway, that's it. That's my rotation. Guys, nice. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to listen on Thursday to our recap of season 7, episode 3 of Pretty Little Liars. We're so happy to be back on the regular schedule. There is no Patreon episode this week, but there was one last week, and there will be one next week. So make sure you are joined and tuned into those as well. We love you so much. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week. And splurt. Road Warriors, you know we're obsessed with all things Bravo and all things Charleston. So on our most recent trip to the Lowcountry, we had to stop at, by the way, the new neighborhood bar and restaurant from Southern Charm stars Craig Conover and Austin Kroll in partnership with the Uptown Hospitality Group. We celebrated my 30th birthday there, and I have to say, like, the cocktails, the vibes, the service, immaculate. My favorite drink was the lavender gimlet, Empress Gin, lavender, lime, clarified milk. It was so pretty, so delicious. And our group kept those freezing cold martinis and caviar bumps flowing all night long. The atmosphere was exactly what I wanted. It was chic, but cozy, elevated, but welcoming. Think like your dream neighborhood spot that also happens to be Bravo adjacent. And because the night was that good, I had to go back for a dinner date with Anthony. The menu brings an elevated spin to classic tavern fare. Handhelds, crave-worthy kettle chips with French onion dip, literally dream about them. But the best part were the steak frites. Anthony and I split it. It's a grilled prime New York strip with garlic butter, chimichurri, and perfectly crispy shoestring fries. Oh my god. Pro tip, go on a Wednesday during happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. They do half off select wines, bubbles, their signature blade and bow old fashioned, and the steak frites. It's such a steal, and honestly, I cannot recommend it enough. So make sure you add By the Way to your Charleston itinerary and follow them on Instagram at By the Way CHS to see the menu, the vibe, and all the Bravo approved bites. And if you go, tell Craig we sent you and save us a martini.